USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump telling supporters in Montoursville, Pennsylvania, our spirit is strong, our stride is back. Pennsylvania, a key state for the president, as he won in 2016 by only 1%. He tells supporters,
remember this, we all together, we ran one time and we're 1-0, but it was for the big one. Now we're going to have a second time. We're going to have another one. And then we'll drive them crazy. Ready? And maybe if we really like it a lot, and if things keep going like they're going, we'll go and we'll do what we have to do. We'll do a 3 and a 4 and a 5, but they'll have tomorrow. We knew he... Oh, I don't want to say.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A look now at the Democrats. The front runner remains Joe Biden right now. A Des Moines Register CNN Mediacom poll finds 31% of voters think Joe Biden's time has passed and that he should not run for president. 64% say he has experience and should run, and 5% say they just aren't sure. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, stocks in the red, the Dow down 84 points to close at 25,679, the NASDAQ down almost 114 points, and the S&P 500 down 19 points. Gas prices down for another week in a row.
A trio of factors can be attributed to the drop in gasoline prices. The seasonal adjustments at refineries is wrapping up, while the price of oil has declined to $63 per barrel, which is a drop of $3. There's also concern over what impact a trade war with China will have on the U.S. economy. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
CBS News correspondent Steve Croft of 60 Minutes fame retiring from the show. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
CBS confirming that Steve Croft, a 60 Minutes correspondent for the past 30 years, is retiring from the program at the end of the broadcast season. His last piece about what could be the biggest money laundering scheme ever aired Sunday on the show's 51st season finale. And the 73-year-old Croft told viewers at the end of the program,
I'm not getting any younger. I want to leave while I still have all of my marbles, the energy to enjoy life, and the curiosity to pursue some different things.
Croft has been with the show since 1989. A tribute to him and his career is expected to air on CBS in September. I'm Chris Barnes.
Talk about a terrific graduation gift. Imagine hearing your tuition is free and you don't owe a dime on your student loan. Well, this actually happens at a college and the students are absolutely shocked. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Morehouse College graduates are having their student loan debt paid off by a billionaire investor. Graduate Ernest White tells CBS this morning that he's trying to let that news sink in.
I don't think we really understood what he really said. And the moment we did, the entire class got up, started crying, cheering, because it was just so unbelievable.
Robert F. Smith made the stunning announcement as he delivered the commencement address over the weekend at the all-male, historically black college.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.